Well, it's Nicaragua. But the cone wrapper is a cylindrical tube, and that tube extends down and it's into the lobes of the lung. So in other words, so the bottom, the lower portion of the cone extends into the lobes of the lung. So the lower portion of the cone. So when do we say, now let's say, suppose here begins the lungs, and still, let's say the lobes of the lung begin here, and there is the lower portion that extends into the area of the lobes of the lung. So when do we say that the nekev rimashu does not aser, only if it's a nekev v'rube up to the point where it extends into the chest, into the lobes of the lung area. But suppose there is a nekev rimashu in the lower portion of the cylindrical tube of the windpipe, since it's already in the chest area, so the melee, since it extends, it's already in the area of the lobes of the lung, so even the lower portion of the windpipe has it been like a lung, and the aloha in the lung is that if the lobe of the lung is nikel v'mashu, so it's straight. Nikel akon v'matam na'choze nikel kerei. Now let's see the Rashi. שנאים מהכל שבשל סבור אברהי, ולא יעשה. וכך אני מפורש תחתינו שאיינו שולטים בתחתינו, שחיז להכון לדעני כנאי כל הרי. שולטו ניסלים שרסמון לחוץ לחוזם לראותו. און שר עצמו משמי סבור בשל שחיתם, מה אותי כל החומר. וכן הלוח. ומה אתם לאחוז למוקם שירו ומשחית? נידם תראה, בנקב ומשהו, so even if there is a נקב ומשהו in the cylindrical tube, in the lower portion, so it's already trained. זה לא יברב כי גגרס. תונה רבה, זהו חוזה, איזהו חוזה, זה הוריס הקרקע למטו למטו, עד הצד so עד הצד למעלה עד הקרס חירי חיתך שתי צלויס משתי תבוניס אילך ואילך ואיזהו חוזה ענית לקיין הרי יש הקרקע, איזהו חוזה לגבי חוזה ושייק, של שלום, אני תלוי כאן, לכאן. So what is considered as the חוזה, the chest area, that has to be given to כאנים? הרי יש הקרקע, אין משה באמנת צלויס, בגיבה אז דודים כלום, אלא השום מנתחתם כמו שהוא, בחסכו שבראש הצלויס, למיילו עד הקרס, וישירו אוקל למיילו עד הקרס, כי שהבאים בו תלויו, להפשיט, הויונית לנסי, וחיתי הרבה צלויס, הקטן ישראל יניס אימי, משתי תפניס, אחד מכאן ואחד מכאן, והן שסובי וחונה. So, I mean, all the simonim are given in the behemoth, it is suspended with the legs up and the chest down. So, this is the way it is given to the kiyamin, the chose Porsche. All right, we'll leave it here. Okay, now, Friday, I would like to go over the Gemara up to Hori Yeshemikva. That Memvov Omed Aleph, at the bottom. That Memhei Omed Aleph. Nikav Kum Shal Meach. Nikav Kum Shal Meach, the membrane of the brain, was punctured. So it's straight. Rav Shmuel Damat Abaye Kum Yiloi. There are two membranes in the brain. So they both say the komi loy afa gavulin kaftatoy, as long as the outer membrane was perforated, even though the inner membrane was not punctured. The amelo adin kaftatoy, only if both membranes are punctured. And that's the way you pass it. כמו ילויה, ראשי המחובר לרגילס בפנים, ואף אגב גלויים כפתתוי, הקרום הרך שהמח מונר בשיח. All right. That's the way you pass. Omar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeili v'simonoch chayse di misnar b'meich. In other words, the Gemara had to give Simonim how to remember it, because before Chasimus HaTalmud, so he had to learn everything bal peh. So they had to resort to certain techniques in remembering. So now, in order to remember it, we should remember a sack in which the meyach is enclosed. That's the remembrance. Chayse sack mechise dekit the misna b'meiche she'amunach muna b'seich. Omer Rabbe v'achon Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi kinegdei b'beitim nika. In other words, that there is an analogy in the testicles of an animal, so that's also invested with two membranes. B'beitzi zochat yochel hake rivitzis ameyach shegam lohem yeshnei krumim livad akis v'echot chitzim v'echot shabeitzim unochem le umiteich shakrum adachten shal meyach dak meyit v'nika legamre v'niach v'nira kemeyach atzmei huneisen leisimem beitzim. Why does he give that simen? Because just as in the testicles of an animal, so the inner membrane is very thin. And here, the inner membrane of the brain is also very thin, and it's hardly distinguishable from the meyach itself. All right. Omer Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Reb Shimon ben Levi, Mishim ba Kapor. Meyach, kol ma shebigdeiro, nikdilin kemeyach. Gdeiro is called the cranium. So everything that is inside the cranium has a din of meyach. His chelim sheich, because from the meyach, from the skull, so the chudashetra, the spinal cord, stretches out. So the question is, what is the end of the meyach, and where does the spinal cord begin? So meyach, kol ma shebigdeiro nidin kemeyach. Whatever is contained in the cranium has a din of meyach. His chelim sheich, but the moment it starts to become elongated, nidin kechud hashem. So then it's already the chud hashem. Umeheichon maschil. Umeheichon maschil imosheich. Where does it start to elongate? In other words, that the spinal cord begins. Omar Rav Yitzchok ben Achmeini, so Rav Yitzchok ben Achmeini says, "Lidi miforshele mineid Rav Yeshua ben Levi, kimin shnei pulin, two bean-like structures, protuberances, yesh menochin al pi agdeiro. They are on the cranium. Minat pulin v'lifnim." So what is before the two bean-like protuberances, so it has a din kelifnim, has a din like the cranium. Min apun lechutz, whatever is beyond litzad aguf, beyond whatever is lies outside the bean-like protuberances, is klechutz. Upu pulin atzmon, any idea. Umistabe, what if something lies just opposite the bean-like protuberances? Does it have a din like the spinal cord, or it has a din like the cranium? Umistabe kalifni. In other words, whatever lies opposite the bean-like structures, protuberances, has a din like the cranium. Only that which lies outside the bean-like structures, so has a din of the spinal cord. Now, these two protuberances, this is what is called the occiput, the occipital bone that's at the back of the skull, just, and this is articulated, that joins the spinal cord. רביר מי יבודק בהיפה, ואשכח כמי שני פולים ונוחים על פי הגדר. So I mean, he found that in a knife also, the same thing. All right, now the Rashi. Kol ma shebidei rosh begelgeles in the skull, achal his chalotz is menask. Deiro, los is chud, until it starts to become elongated, so los is chud, shari chud ha-shedrem na-meyachu. There is one hemshech between the meyach, the brain, and the spinal cord. Nidin kemeyach. Now you see, because we have to know what does it mean of meyach, because nikuvos is b'masho, and the chud ha-shedre, so is b'rube. So that's why it's important to know at what point is it considered to have the status of a spinal cord, and at what point is it still considered to be part and parcel of the cranium. So, nidin kemeya b'nechel masho, v'mosheich, lotzis m'nagdeiro l'itzarachut. Nidin kechut, so memele, if it has the status of the spinal cord, so it's nidin kemeya, is not matrifet, but only tzikzarov, pulling lamens. It pulli means bin-like. Al pi agdeilum kim chibur ha-tzavo ve-ha-galgeles. Ha-tzavo ha-galgeles were the neck and the skull articulate joint. U pullim atzmon meyach shekineged ha-pullim. In other words, what does that have a din that is in the okiputa mean something? So cholol godul, no. Nikav aleilu bischololi. So if the heart is punctured into the cavity, so then it's straight. Boy Reb Zeir, libischolol cotton or libischolol godul. Cholol cotton is called the aorta, and cholol godul is called the ventricle of the heart. So when it says nikav aleilu bischololi, does it mean dafke if it is nikav into the whole godel, into the ventricle, but suppose it's nikav into the auricle of the heart, so then it's not rave, or it doesn't make a difference. Omer Abaye, mighty boyolos, milo itna Reb Shimon Haimer, achitino kifli beis asim peines. So Reb Shimon shite is, that nikvo reye is only treve, if it becomes nikvo into the large bronchus. V'yomarav v'batachnif v'yomarav v'yomiyabarav v'yomarav achetinokei flipsim v'ngod. So the Gemara is trying to deduce from the use of the expression. After all, I mean, what's the shayches? There, Reb Shimon has reference to nikvo reye, and here we're discussing nikvo leiv, what is the connection between nikav aleiv and nikav areiv? But from the use of the expression. So because Reb Shimon doesn't say simping God, he doesn't say the large bronchus, he doesn't say it. He says libeis asimpenis. So still, since, so we say that it means the large bronchus, because it says libeis asimpenis. So here, the Mishnah uses a similar expression, beis chalole. So just as beis al simpenes means the large bronchus, so beis chalole means the ventricle, the large chalo, the large cavity, not the small, not the relatively small. So the Gemara refutes it. Ho chash, ho som le beis al simpenes koton, beis al simpenes koton. So, in other words, so beis asimpeines, so lehecha di shafre simpeines. So, in other words, so since beis asimpeines, loshen rabbi, it means the tube where the bronchi converge. So, what is the tube where all the bronchi converge? That's the large bronchus. Mashenke, here he doesn't say beis chololois, beis chloe. If it had been mentioned Beis Chololoi. So it also means the cavity into which they all converge. So that would be the ventricle. But it says Beis Chololoi. So any Cholol. So, I mean, this doesn't make any difference which cavity, whether the ventricle or the auricle. V'achal Beis Chololoi Katani. Mali Cholol Godol, that's the ventricle. Mali Cholol Kol. All right. Rashi. Chol Godol, Chol Amtsoi, Chol Kot, Nahar B'chadon, Tanim Yesh Nisog. Sinpin Godin, Kleim Aremtsoi Shebiun. Hosol Misad Pin is Katon, Loiton Lebis a Sinpin. Avloch Loiton Lebis Chaloli, El Lebis Chaloli, so any be any Cholol. Yeah. Konalei, Konalei, that's the Aorta. So the question is, does the behemoth become treife if the aorta is nikevi mashu, or only if it's berube? So there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav omar konalei the aorta, Rav omar b'mashu. If it is punctured b'mashu, if the aorta is punctured b'mashu, so it's already treife. Ushmuel omar berube. Only when it's berube. Hey, new Konale, what is the Konale? So, Omar Rabbe Bayitzok, Omar Rav, Chilef Shal Gabi Daphnis. Now, Chilef, so Rashi points out, you shouldn't make a mistake and assume that this is affected with the Easter of Chilef. But Chilef, you see, we, in the Gemara, in the Loshen Chachomim, so Chilef doesn't mean something that is fat, something that looks fat. As a matter of fact, I mean, this isn't even fat at all, but it's white. So because of its whiteness, and something that is fat is white. Every fatty part of the behemoth is white. And this, the aorta, is also white. So memele, because of that, we use the expression chelev. Not that it is affected that it's a chelev. So Rashi says, Kol chilev, mikre chilev, bintome bintoy. Anything that is fat or has the appearance of fat. In other words, here it's not even fat, but it's white. So it has the appearance of fat. So it's called chilev. Bintome bintoy. Vishume neine yaloshe chachomim. So how is it that the Gemara always speaks chilev or shume? In other words, that means that chilev does not mean something fat. It means that the fatty part that is affected with the yisr of chelev. So that's in loshen chacham. Vishumen ain't a loshen chachamim. Gam b'shteich tiches achash l'chelev achash l'shumen. Dal koche kor l'shumen. Mishum diga b'chelev tani. But, so he says, the chelev, the aorta is inik na'leiv, omar, rabbi zolib, omar rabbi chabe b'yitzok, omar rav chelev, Shall Gabi Tvani is the white thing that is on the wall. Tvani Saldaitoch. Elo Shall Gabi Deifnere. In other words, it's in the groove between the two lungs. Al Gabi Tvani Saldaitoch, Maichi Yuse Talibe, Shall Gabi Deifnere. Kone Shumen, Sheyere Binste Arugis. Horei, vidobuk bishedre, u'michube al-lichalol aleiv. That's the aorta. So, there is a machleke between Rav and Shmuel, whether the knei aleiv, the aorta, is matri b'mashu, if it's nikev, or only b'rubi. And we pass like Rav. Omer ha-meima ha-mishmei de Rav Nachman. Klote konehav. There are three major arteries, tubes, I don't know how you call it. So, Tlote Konehave, there are three major arteries. Chat poris li libe, v'chat poris li reye. One leads to the heart, and one leads to the lungs. V'chat poris Rikveni. And one leads to the liver. In other words, the kone halev, that's the aorta. The one, the kone that is pois lireye, that's the large bronchus. And the one that leads to the liver is called the vena cava inferior. The reye kerei. So the large bronchus, so has the same din like the lung itself. What's the halacha in connection with the lung? That if it's nikvo b'mashu, it's treif. So mele the large bronchus, if it's nikvo b'mashu, it's treif. Okay? The reye kerei, the kveide ki kveide. So the vena cava inferior has the same din like the liver. Now what's the aloche of the liver? That even liver, so if it's nikaf, the akove, so it's not rei. Only if it's nital kule. And nothing remains. Or nothing mekazayis remains. But so memele, the vena cava inferior, only the whole thing was taken out. Then it's a trade. But if part of it was taken out, not the whole thing, it's not a trade. All right. So the Gemara says, the rei kerei, the kvele ki kvele, the libe, the aorta pligi. The aorta, so there's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Mar bachiye masleif. The reye ki kveide. The kveide ki reye. The libe plig. So according to Mar bachiye, so the large bronchus is not osea. Is not matri b'mashu when it's nikvo b'mashu. Because the large bronchus is the same din like the covet. Just as the covet is only matri if it is taken out, if it's nitlo kulei. So the large bronchus also the same thing. And the kveide kerei and the vena cava inferior has the same din according to Mar bachiye like the lung. In other words, even if it's nikav, even if the vena cava inferior is nikav imashu, so it's already treif. The libe pli and the aorta, there is a machlekes. Ozl Rafi ba Yosef Amro Lishmaitzi de Rab de Diarota Asas Bimash Kami Lishmuel Omale Yoch Omar Rab de Rab Lo Yoda Bitrev Zilikum but we still pass my Rab Tlote Konav Lacha Shakone Nichnas Lechose Mitzpatz Vilishleish Chat Poris Lerei Umid there is one artery that is porous lereye, and mischalik b'seichot v'ina in simpelis. The reye kereye, v'nikav mashu, the kveide ki kveide, at she not al kule, ki ditnanga, v'kovei, v'nishtayar mene klum. The libe pligar abu shmuelim, mas niifre, the reye at she not al ki kveide, u the kveide kereye b'mashu, u the libe pligar abu shmuel, u chelish nekame mistab, do kom li rabir ke nekavose, idom alil, nikav, mati ma'achoz nitin kereye. Why? So we don't pass like Rav Chiya bar Yosef. But why Rav Chiya bar Yosef is masni yifre, I don't understand. I mean, I didn't see that anyone should explain. Why should the kone that leads to the reye have a din like kovet? And the kone that reads the vena cava inferior that leads to the kovet have a din like reye? I don't know. All right. Chulishikam mistabra. Do kom lei Rabbi Yechon Kavosei, Doma Liil, Nikav, Matam Nachoz, and Nitin Kirei. Omo Mishmaitze the Rav, Doma Bimashu Kam in Shmuel, Vakatala Havi Shmilei, because Shmuel, how is it that Shmuel didn't know what Rav says? So Rashi says, because Rav was in Sure, the Rav Visur Ave Rishishive, Vosama Ave Mashmaitze, Ushmuel Havi Benadoi, Abe Rav Ochav, Korli Shmuel. The Rav, the Rav Ave Odif Minei. Ani Shomaiti Abe. Vi is the Galse Abe Chaver. In other words, there's another girse, Abba Chaveri, not just Abba. Nish Barashetre. Now the Mishnah mentions Nish Barashetre v'nifzek achut shelo. So the important thing is, as Rashi points out in the Mishnah, that it's the important thing is nifzek achut shelo. Nifzek achut shelo. Tona Rabba. So it's three. If the membrane that envelops the spinal cord was severed, Birubei, Divrei Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov, even if it was just pierced. Here, Rebbe Kereb Yaakov. Omar Avune, Ein Aloche Kereb Yaakov. V'chamo Rube. What does it mean, Nifzak Rube? So, Rav Omar Reveire. That means the rove of the membrane that envelops the spinal cord. V'amrelo Reiv Meich. Even if the rove of the medulla. Mando Mariv Meichei, that even if the rov of the medulla is its treif, so Kolshki Reveich, so certainly, if the rov of the membrane that envelops the spinal cord, so it's certainly treif. Mando Mariv Meichei, that the rov of the membrane, it's treif only when the rov of the membrane that envelops the spinal cord was severed. So the question is, how about the case where it's Reiv Meche, where the medulla was severed? Toshma, Doma Nibli Omer Avune, Rubi Shomru Reveire. Only if the rope of the membrane that envelops the spinal cord. Rubi Shomru Reveire, Meyarze, the medulla, Loimaila Vlement. Reb Nosson Barovin, Have Yosef come the Rav, Bodak be Reveirei, Vikobodi be Rev Meche. Omalei, Im Reveirei Kayom. If the membrane that covers the spinal cord is Kayom, Meyar Ze, in a mile of in a minute. Here, Rebbe, Shebo Meisel Yodhe Veir Lachme, Voli Somach Al Torov. Reveire, im nechtach, reiv hekev erisov. If the rov of the circumference of the membrane that envelops the spinal cord was severed, afal pisha meach l'nifchat klum, the medulla was intact, so is treif. Ve'amro lo reiv meich, dechim shenifsak v'nifchat hameach l'nifnim, afal kav sho'er kuli kayom treif. So Kolshki Reveire, Sha'ariv Reir Marzikei, V'chim Shenifzak Reir, Seif HaMeach, Lifareich Milotzis. Nivra Shem Chochum, Bodi Reveire, V'ashkan Nivzik Rubei, V'odo Boyer, L'mivdak Berev Meichei, V'nevena Mekai. Rav Nosson, Omar Rabbe Ba'achone, Omar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Nismareich Post, that if the meyach became liquefied, so it's post, so it's straight. Nismase is post. And if it became extremely soft, so I mean that's not liquefied mamish, but extremely soft. In other words, that liquefied means, as Gemara points out, like a liquid, I mean you can pour it out like a jug of water. But Nismas meis means extremely soft. It can't stand. It cannot, you can't maintain it in an upright position. It bends down. When you put it up, even if you hold it in the hand, so the part that is outside your hand will bend down. All right. Nismarich posel. Nismas is posel. Ir nismarich means liquefy is posel. And if it became extremely soft, nismas is also posel. Izel amroche, izel amsose. Amroche, that it became liquefied. Kol shenishmach kiten. Kel kiten. Mas mose, kol shen yochel amet. Boi revi yomie. Ein yochel amet mipni kveidim hao. Suppose it cannot maintain an upright position because of its heaviness. So he stay cool. So he passed to the chumre. Nismarich posel. Nismarich posel. Gassinach da shevekoi. Aber gab da amsosi. Kilim amroch. Kifosh vos laf roch et on et avai. Dito namsos lechudei. Hayim rashim et hayim nishba kikit. Amroch lo shimurach. Shemishach nasameach. Biseich hakum kimayi, v'nishpach mireish leseim sifreishi, v'inek v'neisei oyitzi derech hanekev, v'niyoch lamin, nishnas et so soft, that he cannot maintain an upright position. Avo lo yoyu kol kach, shiye nishpach kim shomayi. Avo, so what's hamsose? That it's not so liquefied, that it should be able to be poured out like a jug of water. Avo kisheir z'neisei, when you hold it in your hand, so the part that is beyond the hand, so Gemara says, suppose it's very soft and it cannot maintain an upright position because of its heaviness. The Kimmel Rabbonon Shemitechliku Ze Osid Linokif. Now the question is, the Mishnah only mentions Nifsak Chut HaShedre, but the Mishnah does not mention Nimrach, Nimsas. So how can we miss it on the Treifes? The answer is they come within this Treif, because if it is liquefied, if it is extremely soft, it cannot maintain an upright position, so it's destined to be nikah. She met a chliku ze osnoi noki, vili fosik. Iname, a impisu godu mize, avo gaav. Da moron meyar ze le mailo le meyarid, hane mile ba frodi. Avo ba amroche, loy. So Rashi has two pshoti. As to why nimrach nismas is straight. One pshat is because of osit le noki. And then the other pshat is that this itself has a din like severed perubim. If it becomes liquefied, it becomes extremely soft, that it cannot maintain that position, so that in itself, al-pedin is considered like nifsak perubim. Like nifsak perubim. Take, chol teiku di yisur lechum. Alright. Birav amre, the Gemara. Birav amre, Nismase is posel. Nismase is posel. Nismasme is kosher. If it became extremely soft, that it cannot maintain an upright position, so it's posel. Nismasme is if it was just. Now, what does Rashi say? Nismase is. Nishakim me'ameach miktsosimeil. In other words, if part of the meyach was wasted and was depleted, so that there is a cavity was formed, so it's still kosher. Still in kosher, even though part of the meyach was emptied out, so it's still kosher. As long as it can, it's not liquefied and it can stand. It can stand, so mele it's kosher, even though part of the meyach was emptied out. Meis, Reb Shimon lo zareim abeim mashin smas mis meichot reifo. Hayin smas mis. There it doesn't mean that the meyach, part of the marrow, was just emptied out. But there it means it became extremely soft, that it cannot stand. Cannot maintain an upright position. But if it just emptied out the part of the Meach, just emptied out so that the cavity was formed, so then it's kosher. Ha'un is masmi, eini, v'olevi ha'v'yosi v'misuse, v'yvor nebis ha'merchitz, chazilahu gavre. So they saw, so Levi saw, noted, took notice of the fact that there was a certain person, the Tayyarish. So they took shot in Tayyarish. One shot in Tayyarish is Rashi. Mintzablas. He hit his head, and then it's mentioned Tayel Reishe, the Nofal B'Merchotz, V'hiko Reishe B'Keser, Oy B'Karka, V'Nisnadnit Meche. Nisnadnit Meche. So that's one pshat. Another pshat is, it means that he was constantly nodding with his head. Sometimes a person might nod his head out of nervousness, or that's nothing. But sometimes, you know, if a person who has many of those who are afflicted with cerebral palsy, so you'll see, I mean, that they constantly nod with their head, constantly. That's not because of nervousness. So here, according to one pshat, it means tayel reishe. In other words, he hit his head against the wall very hard. Or they saw that a person incessantly was nodding with his head. Omar nismasei sot Levi said nismas mismeich. In other words, part of his meach was wasted. Was depleted. Meched din. So, I mean, in other words, he expressed his regret and his sorrow for this unfortunate man. So, lavu lechayim. In other words, why was he so depressed? Why did Levi become so depressed? In other words, so if we say that it's a treife, in other words, that when part of the mouth is emptied out, is depleted, so then he cannot live. It's a basic organic defect, so we can understand this why Levi expressed his sound. But if it's not the treva, that means it's not even a basic organic defect, so why was he so upset, Levi? Omar Abaye loy leima shilimet. In other words, if it's nismasmeis, the meyach is nismasmeis, so if its part is depleted, so then he cannot have any children. So that's why he expressed this out. Dei geilu, dei koyolo, veimel, oi loy loze, she nismasis meich, she nemeilit, teim li zoish, min ameyach hubo, she gida noshi shol yerach, ve gida gviyo, kulo mechubor en lechud ha-shedre, she hum mispatsi, ve yeitzi mitachas ha-shedre, ve nase gid, eitzal erechai, ve nichnas lesech, Until when? Now, if the Chudashetre was Nifzak, Berubei, so then it's three. But the question, the Chudashetre begins at the occipital bone, and it goes down up to the alye, up to the tail. So the question is there a limit in this aloche of nifsak berube, that is straight? Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel ad bin aparshis, up to the branching out. Now, there's Rashi mention this pshat, and the pshat by Rashi, there's the pshat by most Sheni. But then Rashi mentions another pshat, and then a third pshat. The second pshat and the third pshat are very similar, but the main pshat, the pshat by most Rashi, is Rashi's pshat. Is Rashi's pshat. Now, Dr. Bowden says that Rashi's explanation of this Gemara antedates the scientific discoveries of the nerves that emanate from the spinal cord. It antedates by thousands of years, because what Rashi says, it was really discovered only in the 20th century. In the 19th century, they didn't know. And Rashi discovered it. Rashi knew that from the Gemara. Because the way he explained the Gemara, even though the Gemara doesn't spell it out, you see that they are other pshatim also. So the Gemara says like this: Omar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Adeichon Chudashet, Omar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Ad Bin Aparshis, until the branching out of the nerves. Now, it was discovered that from the spinal cord branch out 39 nerves. Now the spinal cord runs through five areas. I mean, the five areas, there's the cervical area and the thoracic area and the lumbar area and the pelvic area and the coccygeal area. I mean, that's the alley. That's the lowest. Pelvic area or sacral area. I mean, it's called the pelvic area or the sacral area, and then the coccygeal. That's the alley. That's the zonov. The zonov area. The coccygeal. The coccyx. So five areas. It runs through five areas. So then 39 nerves branch out from the spinal cord. Now let's say, there is no piece of chalk, but let's say if this is a spinal cord and it begins at the occipital bone, so that's where it begins. So that's the spinal cord. So it runs, so many nerves on both sides emanate, branch out. Many nerves. So 39 nerves branch out. So 8 nerves branch out from the cervical area, the spinal cord, and then 13 nerves branch out from the thoracic area in the spinal cord, and then 6 from the lumbar area in the spinal cord, and then 5 from the sacral or pelvic, and 5 from the lowest area. Most of the nerves that branch out, so you can only see a little bit, because the rest of the nerves are concealed by the numerous muscles there. So you can only see a little bit branching out. But there are three nerves in the sacral area that are not concealed by the nerves. So let's say here, on both sides, and then so all the other nerves so are concealed by the muscles, and you can only see a little bit because they are concealed. But these three from the sacral area, so they are not concealed by the muscles. So you can see them. So that's Beina Parshas. Now according to Rashi, so in other words, what up to what point do we say that it's if nifsak hachut berube? So it is treife up to Beina Parshas, between the branchings out. So you have in the sacral area. So that is, so you have here it branches out on both sides. Teisa says that on the left side it branches out above on the right side. That's why I put it that way, you see, like this. Not mamish, one kineget. Because that's what Teisa says. So you have here Beina Parshas. So this is in the spine. So then you have one parsha, Beina Parshas, and then you have another one. And then you have some other nerves. But there are three nerves that are not concealed, you see, that you can see. And then you have nerves all over. So that's the first parsha, the second parsha, and then you have the third parsha. All right, now, so the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Ad Beina Parshas. In other words, if the spinal cord was severed up to here, Berube, if the membrane was severed, Berube, up to here, from here, up to the Beina Parshas, so it's certainly three. And this is Beina Parshas. So the question is, now, if it is, there is no doubt that if it is severed, the spinal cord is severed here, beneath the sacral area, in the coccygeal area, so then it's not treif. If the spinal cord is nifsak in the coccygeal area, that's in the zonov area, in the alye, so then it's not treif. Only up to the sacral area. He wanted a demonstration. He should show. Heich, omale zil aisele gdi. He should bring a kid. Veachvelech. So aisele gichmeino. So he brought a very fat kid. Omale bria tvei. Velo yedir. Because of its heaviness and its fatness, so it's concealed. So you couldn't even see, you see. The other nerves, you see, these nerves, the other nerves, there are 39 nerves branching out. And then, of course, from these nerves branch out other nerves. But we are talking only there are 39 nerves that branch out from the spinal cord itself. They branch out. So except for these three nerves that branch out and both sides of the spinal cord, so the 36 other nerves that branch out are covered, are concealed. But these three are not concealed. But he wanted a demonstration in this gdi, and that gdi was a very fat gdi, so even the three sacral nerves were concealed because it was unusually fat. Amalei blie tvei, vile yidie, so you can see it. Aisali kochush, so he bought a very lean gdi. Amalei blitten tvei, vile yidie, so in other words, a very lean gdi, so even some of the other nerves that branch out, not the sacral, in the lumbar area, could also be seen, you see, with the naked eye. So Mimele, so he couldn't have a good demonstration. Omale to agmecha, gimor. In other words, apparently he didn't have a gdi that he was neither fat nor lean. So an average gdi that he didn't have. He only had a fat gdi and a lean gdi. So he says, to agmecha gimor. I'll tell you the Kabbalah. So, up to the first parsha, you see the nerves that branch out in the sacral area, so it's certainly treif. There is no doubt. Shlishis ksheil. In other words, from here, if the spinal cord will be nifsak here in the parsha shlishis after the third sacral nerve, after the play at the place after the point where the third sacral nerves branch out, so then it's certainly chayim shnir in yideh, but the second one. So in Yedea, second one is from here to here. From here to here. Here branch out the second sacral nerves and then the third sacral nerves. Alright. So altogether there are five sacral nerves. Yes. Altogether there are five sacral nerves. So in other words, three are visible. So, Shnir Nidei, all right, let's see the Rashi. I mean, the vertebral column extends up to the tail. Ad bin aporshis, ad mokin shu misparish, where it starts to branch out to mispar umispatzil pitzuli. Kinegra yechai, hu maschil lipotze. V'yeitze yirish echot liyerech zu v'echot lezu. In other words, so the three sacral nerves branch out, and then from these three sacral nerves, other nerves branch out, and from these three sacral nerves, so the sciatic nerves branch out. But the sacral nerves that branch out from the spinal cord, that's not the sciatic nerve itself. So that's why it's so important, this. So v'chein b'harba mikemis v'mtzoi yered lizonov. ולמטו מייסם פיצולים כנגד שתי אצבועיס, הולכי זהו מספצל עוד לגימו, ולמטו מהם עוד מספצל. Another nerve branches out from the spinal cord. וכן בהבה מכם יש הצפי, ונפסק מן המח ועד בין הפרשס הלום, כל מוקים שנפסק שומרו ביתריפו, ואם למטו מן הפרשס נפסק, certainly in the cosigial area, if it's נפסק, right near the zonov, so then it's not treife. But not only in the cosigial area, even in the lower portion of the sacral area, it's in the parsha shlishis, it's nifsak, it's not treife either. V'limbatum bin ha-parsha nifsak, for tosh ha-shkeche, v'ayirchai ma'midin neshetrosi, v'inu meisa b'kach, asya l'gdi shomei, shochut u'mufshot, v'lohoyu l'ishuz le'akiv, ad she'ikrenu, ויירלי הפיצולים בפנים, wo ihr marlin bachutz, schachut lobonu, wie nika, mi bachutz, kische nicht mehr bis aralia, lekan, lekan, mit achas leetze. Weil ihr die achut mi bachutz, so there are so many nerves that were visible, so he couldn't demonstrate to him. Because, even these nerves were not visible, were concealed. So in other words, when he tried to demonstrate in a lean kid, so then there were so many nerves that were visible. Wo etzem shel buke de at me dir ka boso un dubek vi dir bi sam me ya khut alif so at she nas dak ve ne nika ad achas kom bo ke shi ifsak na tsav ad bin a par she ri she no tri nifsak bin a par she shli shi is ksheiro shli o in yede ya shli o in yede ya I said, I mean, it was a slip of the tongue. I said that the Chuta Sadre, the Chuta Shedre extends over five areas. But it doesn't, because when we say this, when you see in the book, in the textbook, that it extends over five areas, so they include the brain, the cervical area too. But Al-Pedin, there is a difference between the Chuta Shedre and the Meach. So it's only four areas. The Chuta Shedre starts. The Chut HaShedre starts at the thoracic area, you see. Not the cervical area. The cervical area, that's the brain. All right. Adachas. Kol mokin sheyivzak min ha-tzav marad v'yapar sheshen ha-treifo. Nivzak min ha-par sheshlish tikshero. Shni o'ein yedei. All right. Boi ravun et breit rabi Yeshua. Ad v'yad b'chlau, o'y dilmo ad v'lo yad b'chlau. V'olekom. Min o'rei shterashi. ועד בין הפרשי הראשינו, וכל איסו, בין בכלל, ישראל. In other words, here is the first parasha begins. So the first parasha, from here to here, is the first parasha. From the point where the first sacral nerve branches out, up to the point where the second sacral nerve branch out is the first parasha from here to here, and then from the point where the second sacral nerve branches out up to the point where the third sacral nerve branches out is the second parasha. So when he says "Bina parashas rishino istreve," is it ad v'ad b'chlal or ad v'lo yad b'chlal? If we say ad v'ad b'chlal, so that means up to here. If we say ad v'lo yad b'chlal, so it's what I train for only up to here, not up to here. That's the shayla. V'otam ha-menarish v'abin ha-parsha rishenu v'chol ha-isi bein b'chlal train for o'idil mo'horekom ad v'lo yad b'chlal train for shlish is k'seiro shni o'ini yideya. If it's lo yad, now the question arises, if it is ad ve lo yad bichlal, so ad ve lo yad bichlal, so then why does he say bishleimi if we say ad ve yad bichlal, then we can understand as to why he said shlish is kseiro, shni en yedea. But he doesn't say risheino en yedea. Because risheino is what I train for. It's not Sofik train for. If we say ad v'ad b'chla, so then he couldn't say risheino. Risheino. You know, between the branching, the first branching and the second nerve, and the second branching is en yedea. Because that's what I train for if it's ad v'ad b'chla. So you understand as to why he says shniyo in yedea. But according to the alternative, that ad v'lo yad b'chlal, So that means it's one etriva only up to here, up to the first branches. But between this portion of the spinal cord, between the first branchings and the second branchings, isofik. So instead of saying shniyin yideya, he should say risheinu shniyin yideya. This is what Rashi asks. Oydiu morakom aradu lo yad bechal. Treifo shlishi ksheiro shniyin yideya. Ho adin risheinu di misabtalei umeilu mishtama velisra lefushe risheinu shniyin yideya. Tichim diom avade treifo. Adachas velo yi bechal. Michlal di mikam vat shlishi misabtalei sein achaname. If we say ad lo yad bechal, so not only this is in Sofik, but even this is in Sofik. The Bina Parsha Rishenu is also in Sofik. V'chod im na'id nokat, v'lo itei me'shniyo kishlish isliku. So the Gemara says, boy rafa, im timtzolei marad v'lo yad bichlao. If we are going to say that at v'lo yad bichlao, that it's that, in other words, that when he says vaday treifo, so he meant lo yad bichlao, only up to the first branching, only if there is a nifsak in the chut ha-shedra up to here, then it's vaday treifo. But if there is a nifsak here, any point between the first branching and the second branching, it's not vaday treifo. That's only an idea. So in Timtzalei Marad V'lo Yad Bichlal, Pi Parashomar. Now let's see the Rashi. In Timtzalei Marad V'lo Yad Bichlal, Pi Parashomar, Nifzak Achut HaGodl Keneged Pi HaPitzulin HaRishenim Kim Pitzul Mao Bichlal Treipi Ui Bichlal In Ideo. So of course it is Osa. The question is it Osa Bivadai? Or is it Osea? Midrabonon, I mean, after me, if there is another Sofik. So if it's also Bivadai and there is another Sofik, so it's still Sofik. But if even when we are sure that it's Nifsak at that point, it's only also Sofik, so if there is a Sofik, ask whether it's Nifsak at that point, so it's a Sex Reiki. So that's the Abaye. Pia Parsh. Im Timtzalei Marad V'lo Yad Bichlal, Pi Parsha Mahu. Pi Parsha means mamish, where the nerve starts to branch out. At this point, at the juncture where the nerve starts to branch out, suppose it sneaks up at that point. Not below it. Below it, so it's Sofik. So it's only Sofik Treifa. Sofik Treifa. But suppose at the point where the nerve branches out at the junction. So we could say, even though it's ad v'lo yad bichlal, so that means that beneath that in the spinal cord is only Sofik. But at the point of juncture where the nerves branch out, so that's vaday treifo. Im tzolei merad v'lo yad bichlal pi parashemau. Nifzak achut agodol kineged pi hapitzulim orishenim. Be mocking pizzle at the point of juncture where it starts to branch out. Mau bichlal treifu, oy bichlal in ideahu. Mi amrinon ad bein davke upi aparshe treifu, oy lav davke. So in other words, even though it's ad veloyad bichlal, so beneath the branching, the juncture where it branches out, it's not vaday treifu, but at the point of juncture, if it's nifzak in the chut ha-shedre, at that point, mamish opposite the point where the nerve branches out, so then it is trevevada, oy lavdav, and it's only something. All right, that's one of mine. Boy Ravim, in Timtzaleima, Ad V'Ad Bichlal. So, suppose we say Now this is the first branching out, the first nerve. The first nerve. So if we say Advad Bichal, so that means it's Vaday Treife up to here. So then we can't ask a question. Suppose it's Nifsak at the point of juncture, the first nerve. Because even beneath that, it's Vaday Treife. Allah has come with Hamo. If it becomes Nifsak at the point of juncture where the nerve branches out. So we can't raise that question. But then we can ask another question. Suppose the nerve itself is severed. The nerve itself, not in the spinal. This comes out, emanates from the spinal cord. But suppose the nerve tissue itself is severed. Is it treif or not? Is it treif or not? So that we can only ask, well, look what Rashi says. Because even beneath the point of juncture, if the spinal cord becomes severed, even below that, so it's treif vada. If it becomes severed over here, but we can ask another shaila. Suppose the nerve itself, not in the spinal cord, but the nerve itself is severed, is nifsa. The nerve itself, minachut, mar, uvi parsha rishenegot. So, whether it's treif or not, in tipsol merad vad bichlal parsha atzmo. So parsha atzmo means the nerve itself. The nerve itself. The sacral nerve itself. Toshu ha parsha tivin ki boso. The parsha has the same thing like boso. Now suppose boso is severed. I mean, it's nothing. So, in other words, so the nerve, doesn't the Bryce say that the nerve, the sacral nerve, the pelvic nerve, has a deal like boso. So, in other words, so it cannot become trained. That if the nerve is it becomes nifzak, so it's ksheil. My love, parsha resheno, that is the first sacral nerve. And still, it's ksheil. My love, parsha rishenu shniyo. So the Gemara says loy shlishis. No, maybe when the Braise says that a parsha tidin kiboso, that even if nifsak, the behema is still kshero, so it has reference to the third sacral nerve, pelvic nerve. But these nerves, the first two sacral nerves. If they are nifsak, so then it's treif, or you could say. So maybe he cannot be patient. All right. Hoy kasina my love rishenu shni oloy shlishis. My love pitzel rishen. V'yavol gav techut shlachel. Adayim bichlal treifes. Oy bichlal sofiku. V'chen sheni lo shemeir. All right. So the Gemara says loy shlishis. All right. Now let's see. Beife. I want to finish up the Gemara and the Tesis before we go the other pshat that Rashi mentions. All right, and it's very obscure. I mean, the other pshat that Rashi mentions. Beife. Now the question is: so far the Gemara discussed up to what point in a spinal cord in a behemo. So do we say that if it's nifsak, so it's treif? Now the Gemara is discussing up to what point in an off, in a bird. Rabbian Reimeir. Limato b'nak pai. V'rishlo kishmino imeir ad b'nak pai. the Rashi. Because let's skip the Rashi, which he mentions, in which he mentions the other pshat. Adle matu. Michnofov, havek moi, koyach ha-shedret, chut ha-shedret elei. So that's according to Rabbi Yam. Up to beneath the wings. Ul Rish Lakish, up to the wings. Not up to the lower, not up to the lower end of the wings, but up to the wings. Visua. Omahule have a kamine coming them paz. The Aiseli Kamei Ilfi. Ubodak Adbinakabai. So enough was brought and he was bedek to see whether it wasn't severed up to the beginning of the wing. Now, Visholach leid beinisie, Vikom, Vioza, Velo Yedani, Im Mishum de Litzor Chamidek Tvei, Oy Mishum Tvei Nisi. In other words, first he was bedek whether there was no hefsek in the Chuta Shedre up to the beginning of the wings. And then the Nosi called him. So he left. So he doesn't know. If the Nosi hadn't called him, would he have checked as to whether there was Nifsak opposite the wings too? Or that he wouldn't even have checked? Alright, now let's see the thesis. Then we'll go over, because thesis agrees with the pshat of Rashi. V'yim tim tzoleima, ad v'loyad b'chlal, pi parshe mar. Now what does it mean, pi parshe? Pi parshe means the point of juncture, where the nerve, the sacral nerve, branches out. Afal pi shomar Shmuel, ad bin aparshes, mikol moke misab kelei, didilmo, mitchil asu vepitzel rishe, ad pitzel sheini, shalimato imenu, kogu bin aparshes rishe, viad viloyad bichlal. In other words, Thesis explains. The Gemara. In other words, why does the Gemara have a psalm? After all, the Gemara said, Shmuel said in so many words, Ad Bein HaParshas. What does Bein HaParshas mean? In other words, between one branching and another. So still he had a psalm. Because Dilmo, Mitzchilas Uvei Pitzel Rishen, At pitzel sheni shelimato imenu kor bin aparshes rishe v'yad lo yad bichlal. So v'ini yedeya, because it's possible that even though he said that it's treifo vaday ad bin aparshes, so it's only treifo vaday up to the first branch. V'ini yedeya oy shemo. Miseifu vepitzel koro bin aparshes shes zehu bin aparshes mamis avo ma shehu kineged ve'ad v'lo yad b'chal v'oishemo miseifu vepitzel koro bin aparshes shes zehu bin aparshes mamis. In other words, even if we assume that it's ad v'lo yad b'chal v'ad v'lo yad b'chal, so it's still possible that Ad Le'ad Bechlal means beneath the point where the first nerves branches out. So he's not Vaday Treifo, he's Ofik Treifo. But Mamish, the point of juncture where the nerve branches out, that's not even Bein HaParshes. That's prior to the Bein HaParshes.
So
at the point of juncture, Hamispatzel and Mikra bin Aparshis, that's before the bin Aparshis, so that's Triva Vada. Iname Mishim Hoche Misabkalon, Shemo Pi Parshis Atzmon, the Haile Uwe Pitzel Rishi, Have Bein Haparshis, the Kesova Shmuel, Lifishihu, Bein Chuta Mispatzel Ismoil, Le Chuta Mispatzel Yimin. So in other words, so then he says, this is what Esau says, that the chut that branches out on the left of the spinal cord is more on the top of the spinal cord than the chut that branches out on the right. On the right. So, Mishmocha Misapka, Shemot Piparshes Atzmon, the Aine Uwe Pitzolichen, Have Bein Aparshes, the Koma Shmuel, Lifi Shehu Bein Chuta Mispatzel Ismail, Chuta Mispatzel Ismail. We hold the knock at Shmuel, at Bein Haparshes, we knock at the Parshes. So the question is, so why does he say ad bein aparshes? Let him say ad aparshes. Lifi she'echod maschilotzeis ulispatzel ken mchaver. Vidaf ki imad velo yad bichlal. I boyle bifi parsha reshet. Avol imad ve'ad bichlal. But if we say that ad bichlal, we mozul in boye pi parsha shniyamav. So, the Gemara asks Abaye, Im Timtzoleima, Ad, Vilo Yad Bichlal, Pi Parashema. So if we say Ad Vilo Yad Bichlal, so Pi Parashema has reference to the first Parashem. But the Gemara couldn't say, Im Timtzoleima, Ad Vyad Bichlal, Pi parsha rishena mal, because then it's a pshites. Because even beneath the pi parsha, it's treifa vada. Lachas kama v'chamo the pi parsha. But Rav Pope could raise the baye in regard to pi parsha shniyo. Im timtzaleima ad viad bichlal. So of course there is no shaila about the pi parsha rishena, but there is a shaila at the juncture of the second nerve that branches out. Why doesn't the Gemara? Why doesn't the Gemara ask the Shaila im Timtzaleima ad vad bichlal? So there is no Shaila about the Pi Parsha Rishenu, and there is no Shaila as to the portion of the spinal cord between this and this. But the Shaila is the juncture of the second nerve that branches out. Why doesn't the Gemara ask that? Vod in or bitaf ki imad vilo yad bichlal I boyelo bifi parashe rishenu avo imad vyad bichlal lo imotzo mi boye pi parashe shni yomal. Why not? So he says if ad is ad bichlal, so then there couldn't be any abaye. Suppose the spinal cord is severed mamish in the juncture of the second sacral nerve. Because then it'll be a pshites that it's a sofik. So then it's a pshites that it treve vada it isn't, and that kosher be vada it isn't either. Why? Because we could be midayik from the losh. Dimimonefshech have bechalal yideya. Kmoi bein aparshes sheni. Do ad bein aparshes rishin koma di treve? Vi suloi. So, do you want to have a hand there? We've been a parsha shame. Do I have been a parsha shishi koma de treif? Vi suloi. Because the Gemara says that only the parsha rishenu is treif vada. Beyond the parsha rishenu, so it's not treif vada. So, vi mise, the bi parsha ko bin a parsha is, harei lo yamrinon. Because Monefshech, if the Pi Parsha Shniyo is not called Bein Aparshes, Harei Lo Yamrinon Sheyitreife, Or I've been a parshas. And that's not, so if we assume that the juncture point of the second sacral nerve is not been a parshas, so maybe it cannot come within the treva vada. Because Shmuel says that only partially sheino is treva vada. Being partially sheino is treva vada. And if we assume that the juncture point of the second nerve, so is not been a parshe, is not called been a parshe, so mele it cannot be considered as a treva vada. Ela ad bin a parshes, ve ein ze bin a parshes, and then vimu koru bin a parshes. So then it's implicit in the other memory. Ho omar shniyo ili yedeya. So monefshach, either the juncture point of the second nerve is called bin a parshes, or it's not called bin a parshes. So if you say that it's not called bin a parshes, so mele it couldn't be treva vadai. It couldn't be treva vadai because only the parsha rishayno, only the parsha rishayno. So elad bin a parshes, veinze bin a parshes. And if it is called bin a parshes, so mimele shniya in yedeya. So mimele uvichal shniya yesh leliz. So mimonevshech it's also misafik. And vada yosanat. All right. Now let's see the Rashi. The rest of the Rashi. Loshinach. Bein ha-parshes hein tzlois tanei shel aliyah. Parshes uboso hamafris bin tzela litzela. In other words, so you see, according to Rashi's pshat and Tesis pshat and the pshat of Moos Rishen, the Rosh Moos Rishen. So when is nipsak achut birubei matriv de behime only if it's nipsak achut in the sacred area. But if it's in the consigual area, then no hefsek of the chut in the consigual area, in the lowest portion of the colon, of the spinal cord, so then it's not matriv, according to Moshe Hashem. But according to this pshat, so the three parshes have reference to the consigual area. In other words, so that means, in this, according to this pshat, so if the spinal cord is nipsak up to the kosi, above the kosigial area, then it's of course it's treif. Even after the third, even if it is nipsak after the third sacral nerve that branches out, it's also treif. And this memory of Shmuel has reference to the kosigial area. The lowest portion, the kosigial area. So he says, Loshnacher bina parshes in tzlois tani shalali. In other words, the bina parshes is reference to the three small ribs in the kosigial area. Parshes, that's bina parshes. So bina parshes is reference to the three small ribs in the kosigial area, in the aliyah. And parshes, who is the boso, hamafrish bin tzalotzal, between one rib and the other, there is just boso. Boso. Pia parshes. So tzloi she bin parshel parsh. So in other words, there are certain bones, I suppose, between the boso and other boss. Gdi shom chai, blit tvei atzlois nivloi, vein nikorin kishu chai. Blit tvei v'nipshet ha-bosso, v'hakel deimel itzlois, v'chol loshen zein in nirali, u'mipigoyin shemati. Ad achas, ad bin ha-parash rishenu, da nitzel ha-rishenu shalali. So when he says, so in other words, so according to this pshat, so up to the constitutional area, so no matter at what point the spinal cord was nifzak isle. But then these klolim have reference to the constitutional area. So ad achas ad bina parsha rishenu dahayim etzel rishenu shalayim. So the first rib being the constitutional area, so then it's three for vada. Three for him nifzak achut. If the chut was nifzak opposite the first rib in the constitutional area, so then it's three for vada. And if it is the third rib, if the chut was nifzak opposite the third rib in the constitutional area, then it's ksheil. And if it was nifzak in the second rib in the constitutional area, so then it's an idea. So boy ravune ad v'ad bichlau shim nifzak achut kinegatzel aorishen treve. The unamikoy bin shtei parshi is in yishefres bin litzlois adele is or it's loyam bichlau uvichlau in yideyahu. Pi parshe nifzak achut itzel tchilas ha'etzem v'loy kineg de mamish mai ba'ed ha'etzem choshev v'in yideyahu oy ba'ad ha'parshe kamayis ha'choshev v'treife v'loy nire do vada min ha'parshe v'loy mibein ha'parshe parshe atzmo nifzak achut kineged according to Rashi's pshat and all the other rishonim. So parshe atzmo means the nerve itself. Here it doesn't have reference, according to this chart, it doesn't have reference to the nerve. Nifzak achut, parsha has nifzak achut keneged parsha shniyo. Bosa she nitzel arish lishen imal. Ba'ad arishin shadinu leitreifo, I bosa tzel asheni shadinu leveni idea. Tidein, ki bosa, im nifzak achut keneged, ulai lish tegoras, mai lav parsha shniyo. Umikoyen, umipikoyen, acher shomaiti. So that's the second pshat. And then he mentions a third pshat. ומבקוין אחר שמייתי, פרש עצמי נשבע הצל העצמי, ולא שמיר יורי שנהוגו, וסיוג מוצא סלי בהלוכס דיליס, והוא יקיע. Now, let's see the tour. נשים אלה מלמייס. Similar mevays. Chut ha-shedra. Yeitzi min ha-meach. So the spinal cord comes out from the meach, from the cranium. V'nim sha'ot ne kol ha-shedra. Atzif hazor. It extends up to the tail. V'im nifzak ire shel ha-chut. If the membrane that envelops this cord was nifzak, sha-meach b'seichei, kulei or rubei is treif. Aval pi shekol ha-meyach kayim. Even though the medulla is intact. Aval in nifzak liorke, or in nifzak lirorbe, bipoches mireiv is koshe. Aval pi she nifzak kol ha-meyach. Even though the medulla itself was nifzak. Aval in miskalkel ha-meyach b'sechachut. In other words, it became liquefied. At the nimuach v'nishpach gemayim, v'ilo hoya achut nokuv, hoya yeitze, hoya nimes v'nischachich. At the ilo hoya mamide b'yodei, hoya amache b'menu. Chutz liyodei seiche, it would bend down, fall down. V'yochel amei treif. Treif. V'cheinim achut o v'kovei. That's a bayi lifshet, but l'chumre. V'cheinim achut o v'kovei, v'mamid neisei niyochel amei. Mach maskredi treif, avol im nechsa ktsas min ameach, v'nisrei kim kosha. U treif ze shel achut hu ad parsha ashlishis. Perush kishimagia achut ad ayerchai. So in other words, the two apostles, most rishenim, like Rashi's pshat. In other words, that beneath the sacral area, so the nifzak achut is not mat. And even in the sacral area, so it's up to the third nerve that branches out. כשמגיע אחוד עד הערך חיים, מספצל, פיצול אחד לצד ימין ואחד לצד שמאל, וימציאו סי, ירד עד למטו כנגד הזונות. ולאחר שירד כגימול אצבויס, in other words, that between one nerve and the second nerve, there is a distance, there is a space between the branching out of one nerve and the other, there is a distance of kegimul etzbois. Mispatzel oid libeis pitzuli. Echad limin vechad lispeil. V'chein et b'har v'mekeimis. Ad sheyichle. V'chol mokim sheyifsal at pitzel ha-gimul. Treiv. 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 U'mishon v'eilech sheyel. In other words, what it means, ulacha sheyiret kegimul etzbois mispatzel oid libeis pitzuli. What it means is, you see, one nerve branches out from the spinal cord, and then from that nerve, other nerves branch out into the whole organism. So, until the third nerve is straight. So we have a bias. So we pass the chumr in all these bias. So he says, "V'nifsa kineged uve ha'pitzel shel parsha ha'gimul kosav harashbo yire shehu treifi v'yeish matir." In other words, the shaila is, what if the chut is now? This is the third sacral nerve. So suppose there is a machlekes today is here in the tomb. Suppose we pass on all the abayis lechumre. The shaila is, so there is no doubt that beneath, if the chut ha-shedre is nifsak, in the sacral area, in the pelvic area, beneath the third sacral nerve, so then it's called shel. But how about the case where the chut ha-shedre is nifshek mamesh at the juncture, where the third sacral nerve branches out? So there are two days. So the Rashba Shite is Yereshu Treiv, V'yei Shematirei. So in other words, there are two days. I mean, the Mechaber also mentions both days. V'nifziku echod mi'beis chiture ha'pitzulim horishenim. That's parsha atzmo, according to Rashi's pshat. In other words, suppose the nerve itself becomes nifsak. So, im nifsik echot. So, when do we have 2 days? The Rashi Shita is that if on the third nerve, if it's nifsak, if the chut ha-shedre itself is nifsak at the point where the third nerve branches out. So then the Rashi Shita is that it's treif. And Arishenim u'achelik. Mashenkin, if the third nerve itself, if the spinal cord was not nifsak at the juncture where the third nerve branches out, but the third nerve, the tissue of the third nerve branched, the third nerve, it was nifsak, so then everybody agrees that it's kshel. Because that's Gemara Mefereshes, because the Gemara wanted to be patient. My love, parsha Rishenu. Haptoshma, parsha tivin kibosom. My love, parsha Rishenu ishniyo. So lo ishlishis. So in other words, so one thing is clear, that the parsha atzmo shlishis, then it's tivin kibosom. But how about parsha atzmo Rishenu ishniyo? That's a subject. Vim nifziko yachon beizchut ma'apitzelim Rishenu ishniyim treifo. Avo im nifziko chutei ha-pitzla ha-gimu k'sheiro. Uvei futreif zachut at bin agapai hascholas amokim shemuchborim bebiguf. So we have a machlekes of Yana and Rishlokish. So there is a machlekes v'sheim how we pass v'yarash b'kosav at mikayim klois chiburim bebiguf. At mikayim klois chiburim. Right now, lamed veis. So if you go over on each Gemara, I mean, the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch, so then we'll be able to cover a lot of ground when we go over the Simon in Hilchos Leibes. Why? Simon Lamed Reis. Chut HaShedra SheNifsak Reiv Hekef Eir HaChiv Es HaMeach. Treiv. Av Al Pi SheKol HaMeach Kayo. Vim Lo Nifsak Reiv Eir Av Al Pi SheNifsak Kol HaMeach SheBifnim Kosh. In other words, if the medulla was Nifsak, but the membrane that envelops it was not nifsak, so it's kosher. Because meyach lemayel lemayel, nizdak oeil leol kikshel, v'cheini nishbara ashetre, v'loi nifsak achut, oi shenismayach hameyach shebezeh achut, v'nisnadneit, hoilu ve'irei kayo marizim teres. Teres. And that is that meyach lemayel lemayel. Humrach hameyach v'nishbach kamayim, oi kideinak, it was liquefied. Shenomeis achi yimtza achut kishemamidei biyodei. Odei? Hoya amat shechut liyodei seiche, so it falls down. Let's say when he holds it, so if he holds it like this, so this part that he doesn't hold will bend down. Bend down. It can't maintain an upright position. V'lo yochel amit reiv, v'chein af al pi shaloi nisrak ech nifni. Elo shuov, v'kobeid. That's if some of the meyach or the marrow